start to a shlomas. We spoke last week about art school. So I'm not going to repeat now what we spoke. The main thing we spoke is that the Maaser had a lot of success in the schus, regarding the schus of the Zaka and the Meir. Our person was Zechet, such a Pelbi Kazakh. This is what we spoke last week. What we spoke about? Iron Shop. Listen Shop, yeah. But I wanted to say two ways suffers. And by me, were very wichtig. I don't know if everyone will understand it, maybe one day they will understand it. The first day suffer, I heard Erev Shabbos, 35 minutes before Adlokas Neiris. So I called Slanovitz's house, the Menachem Ovel. Some sat here, as we spoke about. That's what I called Oswald. He's the Dalia. Menachem Ovel. So he said, just finishing the phone call with Shatter Shtein, and the Yadi will be on the line. And he said he wants to tell me one story. He knows, he doesn't know if there is people that will understand this story. But you know that I will appreciate and I will understand what we have to take out from the story. So after his father, so last time made Megillas Esther, and then he made Chomesh Megillas, he decided to do Bereishis. Actually, he worked 6 years on Bereishis. But then he decided in the middle that the Americans, yeah, the whole thing was with Americans that don't know how to learn, you know, in that days at least. Yeah. And he decided that Yoyna would be very good. And Kippur is too, but Yoyna, the Goyans, it's good that Yoyna will know Yoyna. So he hired a Talmid Chochem to work, on the Sefer Yoyna. And he gave him a deadline, that deadline had to be enough that he could publish it for Yom Kippur. Guy gave it a couple of days before the deadline, he got it, and he's reading it, and he sees something, and he can't sleep the whole night. The Torah HaDvorim, during the Akdome, he brings down one place that Rashi had a mistake. Rashi had a mistake. So you can take out that line. First, the guy has mamash. He said, but if I'm busy with Abbotza Sateira, a guy that could write such a line, we can't use that on Botsa Sateira. But they didn't have no money, they were mamish. And he was borrowing money and that, the goish. And he really committed the guy all the money he's been doing. Someone else will have to work on it that will not cover it, because even the money that we'll get to cover his work. But he was up the whole night, he called his shutuf of Nassim, and he told him, if we are mamshich on Botsa Sateira, can come out from such a person. If you could write in a mistake the word, Rashi had a mistake. So he was going as it, and he worked the whole, and he stayed up the whole Zach, and worked to have it ready, that it could be mighty if he didn't keep it. From fresh. So, the finish the story was like, a minute before, a half an hour before Shabbos, before Adlokas Neiris. So I called my father. My father was involved in Rav Shach. Yes, art school, not art school. Rav Shach was against different people than. The question was, what was the difference? Why art school? Yes, but it was not. I'm not going now to the whole politics. And I called my father. I said, I don't know, Shabbos, you have a minute? I found the answer. This is the answer. You had Shvel 30 years, why art school, yes, and this map. This is the answer. All the other spelling was written on different lines, but it never did a line. But if a guy inside himself is so clean that a person that could say the word Rashi had a mistake cannot be one, if the workers that could print, this is the people that are kosher about to satire. So You see a sefer and publish, yeah, okay, I'll make money. You know, everyone tries the quicker that you can make money. It was losing money, but they will not give the Torah to be given by a person that in a mistake could say the word. So that is one thing that shkafa-wise. I don't know if you will understand what to do with it, but I'm sure one day when you come to the place that you have to use this story, part of the Bible is Musar and Ashkafa. Is one chilek. Another thing, I saw Givaldi Gibor from a blade box. I saw today that someone came to give him, to ask him, he took out a sefer on his father. His father was a very choshev yid. And he'd written a very nice dummy. And he asked the blade box, "Vos looks now the sefer?" The blade back didn't want to answer. He begged them, he begged them, he begged them. He said, "No, I want to hear what you say." So Mamash made him crazy. So he told them, "You really want me to tell you? I'll tell you." I told him, it says in last week's parsha of the spoon, "Yana shem ma'altem bila akdishen yidmei merido." Shail, what was the me'ila? He said, they didn't listen. Yana shem ma'altem bi, that Moshe hid the rock, he didn't talk to the rock. So the Spuna says a Givaldi Kibbot. Says, what is the difference talking and hidden? Says, talking, it's clear that it's the Mishalech. Hidden is Epis. The Shliach also has Epis Akoichasi. He's also involved with the Moifis. Yet, talking is Mamish, nothing, it's no Zich, it's everything pure from the Ribbon Mishalech. I told him, you really want to mechabit your father, that gedolah is too big. This was the shavkeh from the blade. You think you mechabit your father, you printed the sefer? That gedolah here is a little bit too big. And you want to be shavkeh, also you're writing a little bit. My father, but that gedolah is too big, too nice. He said, that gedolah midai yafa. Too shayne that gedolah. Don't tell me you're so busy with kibbutah. That gedolah is ma'altim big. Last week, I saw it. I remember it now for a whole year. Think about it. But this is what I said. Why he was there for that? But I said when he came to Yeshiva, he would walk in the street. No one knew. A couple of people that read. No one knew the Meir Zadar is released. People know Shabbos. This, that. Yeah. About it, it says his name and that's coming. But when he would walk in the street, when he would go. No one would give him a credit that everyone is learning Torah for him. He didn't take it for himself, the ma'altim. He gave it pure. But a person gives pure without, I'll lay back there, without too big a gdomen, without too big me. He never had tried to push himself in the ores, in the kasha. Is there no places where you could? Just leave a stamp, yeah? I don't know the cancer side. A stamp. A line. All right. Nothing. When a person does kulay l'shem shomayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to pay to have that slot. It's important, especially when you do big zachim. Mish Rabbeinu. Ma'isa Yitzu Asmai Min Asela. It's a tvi in the darkness. You took it. It's a stick. Now, it's a lot of times. He does chesed. He organizes. Sometimes a person allowed to have cover, but that's being not to be an honor doctor. It's not that you're trying to help someone. A guy has a mitzvah chasid. Everyone goes. You organize it. Yeah. You don't have to come to you. Everyone makes sure that you organize. You got everyone to come to dance? No, one of the people. Don't have to make sure everyone will know that I put it together. So this guy's collecting a present for a rabbi. Yeah? No, so you have that, and then you're not alochis, yeah? So sometimes the guy that collects makes sure that he's the one that gives it over, yeah? So even if he stole. So chokhmah, a lot of times, be rain. If you do a ma'aseh l'shem shomayim, I'm saying, you see. is in the world Zach. That was all they made. I said, oh, it was at the Shiva house. It was not that I knew it after I was here. The Shiva house, someone brought out the back door, this is Yontov state, but that this is Yontov did in the Mishnayas more kimat as a Rebbe. Before the time, this is Yontov, no one learned Mishnayas. He started to make Chabur, but they learned as the Gemara, but no Limun Mishnayas in Klal Yisrael. This is Yontov about the Limun Mishnayas in Klal Yisrael. It's actually in the Agdoma, I don't know history. Yeah. So I don't know if Moshe Hillel Hirsch was there in the Shiva house. And he said that he doesn't know if the events of the Fayyemi in America would exist if it would not be an art school. And 100,000 people will show up, maybe 10,000 people will show up. Yeah. But all the 100,000 people that show up and they feel belong is because it's an art school. Yeah, it's a Pashtazah. So we maybe think about it after someone passes, but the guy that does it, he never thinks about it 24/7, yeah? Make it to make sure when, you know, at least had to be that he will be the one of the Chedusters and the Dafayemi when it push himself somewhere near the Mizrach, you know, second row, third row. No, you know, he didn't. Oh, could be he had money if he bought a nice boot. But this is not the point. Where he decided to be as a regular person, yes. But then he comes to listen, this 100,000 people, it's me, you know, let me to be in the front. A person didn't take, there's no me'altenbi, and the minute there's no me'altenbi, then the mice becomes pure. Then the mice becomes kodesh. I think if Einenu Roinu, we will zeicha to pass to see it. I don't mean if you knew me, you didn't know. But you know that when he exists, no one knew that he exists. That's my belief. And even after he was lifted, yeah? There was signs all over the world. But the guy's thinking about it a little bit. So, hope because of another family. So, it starts there and finishes there. Mishpacha, big chup seder, you know? But nothing is nothing like wow. Goodbye. When the mice is pure, Kodesh Baruch Hu lets it. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then it waxes and waxes and waxes. When the mice is not pure, then it's me'altenbi. It's me'altenbi. That's it. Sometimes people, when it's not pure, they also manage to get places in life. It doesn't mean that every guy only. But Hashem showed us, and you were a part of it. And I'm showing you because I know it and I'm a part of it. I felt the same thing when I called, yeah? So I called, I tried to keep Shabbos earlier for the time. So I said, I don't have time. I said, I will call later, I'll call after Shabbos. Well, sometimes you know, the other ones I know, that son I don't know, but you know, he's the one. I said, I will call. So I said, no, it's very important. He wants to speak to you. Apologize 10 minutes. There's no 10 minutes, it's 5 minutes, the whole thing, but apologize the whole time. Yeah. He's speaking to the boss, he's speaking to the guy that is running it, the one that committed to give the carry on holding the money forever. This was Dubai, and the Shadashim committed the carry on supporting it forever. Yeah? It's apologize again. No tivusel of Hashem. No tivusel of Hashem. When a person doesn't take tivusel of Hashem, then it's siyat nishmai. And I want to say over, since Rav Shteyman said over in Yeshiva years ago in Elul, Bona Megmor in Sanhedrin, Omar Abash, Lemocho Niftach Bechavron, tomorrow we will learn about our friend. Rashi says, what means our friends? It's a Gemara in Chelek in Sanhedrin. Eile she'en lehem Chelek lo in Omar. So it's the Ramid bo, let us, the Nashe. Omar Rashi, lemocho nasek bechavron. So Rashi, what is Chavron? Ke lo imar, chavereinu shoyu talmidei chachomim kmoiseinu, ve'en lehem Chelek lo osi. Tomorrow we'll discuss our friends. Also, Menashe is chazilei bechavne. So they made up tomorrow morning, we're learning the sugya of Menashe Ein Lechelek Lo'ilomam. So Lemochel Nasik Bechavron, Osi Menashe Yidam Ischazer Lebechavron. Menashe came to him in the dream the night before. Omar Chavroch Bechavr Da'avoch Kor Yisrael? Oh, you call me, I'm your friend? I want to ask you a shayla. Meheche Bois Lemishre Damoitzi. From where you cut, when you do a moitzi, where you cut, from the top, from the side. Amalei adane, Amalei, meheche boi lemishre a moitzi lo gemata, you don't know from where to cut a chala, and the chavre calls there, and you call me, I'm your friend? So, Ravashi tells Menashe, Agmarli, teach me, velemochol darshin lemishmoch. Tell me, I hear very bad, but the man is, I want to learn there, tell me, I'll say the Bismarck Roshkema. אמר למייך דקודים בישולה קורים דקודים אמר לישראל אשי אסס ונאשי מאחר דחקים תקולאי מתי מקבחים להם לקחות you're so smart you don't know where to cut the challah so why you did that with the zohar אמר לי הבה עושה מקידק בשיפול הגלימה ורד בסוי if you would be in our generation you would pick up your gal and you would run to do that with the zohar so אמר אבשי למוחו נעסוק ברבסון came to the Bismarck, we're going to learn about our rabbis, not going to get not going to get him. Yeah? So Shteyman asked, he was spoken in Yeshiva, it was like 10 years ago. First time on this book, he said. Lemochol nasek b'chavereinu shalom doterik moseinu she'en lo'em chelek lo'elomar. Also Menashe. Yischazu lebechav, he says, from where you call the chav? Omar le'ay, לא ידע, לא ידע. הוא אמר לי, מאיכר דקור, שוריס לבציר דרך, המויצי לא ידעת וחבר, you don't know from where to cut, חל, and you call me a friend? And he doesn't know, yeah? If a guy doesn't know from where to cut, to how you take off the shoe by night, so it's always done with chochem, he knows, all his shoe is kitzay, he's kitzay, he's kitzay, he's kitzay, he doesn't know what mishnah, what's he've cut, I'm saying, what's the nusach from Shteyman? Ain't he've cut mishnah brunah, weiss nish, so verzach nishkin tam with chochem? He knows everything. Hey, Ravashi, you know, Ravashi Nushas. How do you know Ravashi Nushas? How do you know Ravashi Nushas? Because he written Nushas. Ravashi and Ramani, they written Nushas. So Ravashi for sure Nushas, yeah? So he knows Kol Hashas. He just doesn't know from where to cut the bread. So when Ravashi tells me, you don't know how to cut the bread, I'm not your friend, we're not the same league. So Ravashi says, okay, so tell me, you know, I was a tale for Ravashi, in the middle of the whole story, you're gonna eat it, you're gonna eat it. Tell me from where they got the bread. He tells them from here, from there. And nowadays, anyway, it's well begged, it's different, it's the companies, it's different. But in the old days, it was different China, you know, where's the best place. So he tells them from here, from the top, from the bottom, from the side. So Ravashi tells me, Ravashi says, ah, you're so smart, tell me, how, why are you telling me this all? Before that, he didn't know, before that, he called him my friend. Yeah, no shots like me. Well, he did have it his own. I understand. But now that he knows how to cut a challah, and actually, you really know how to cut a challah, tell me, how you did have it his own? This was the shmuz of Rav Shteyman, the first shmuz that he gave in the mirror, and he enlightened in the mirror. First shmuz. Rav Shteyman said, I want to tell you pshat. He said, Menashe asked him, when you do a moitzi, from where you cut, if you would tell him we taught, couldn't come to a maskona, No. I didn't think about it. I cut. I make a moitzi. Moshe, we eat the candy from where you eat the candy. The middle of the side. We need a cookie from where you eat the cookie. He told them, we made a moitzi. We have to make a broche. We have to learn it from Olam Hazeh. We try to think, where is the Mokim Ahoi to make the broche? We had a machshava, what is the better place? We had a bismedrash, where is the nicer place to mekadesh Shem Shomayim to machen the amoitz? We will mekadesh the gashmiyas. Omar li me'acha v'chakim tiku lehari, that even in these little things you did l'shem Shomayim, my time of Balchino Letzal, so why are you able to have it as well? Listen, we have a musig in our generation. I said, Miller, Arada. You have to eat breakfast, you have to eat lunch, you have to eat supper. Some people eat better, some people, well, not several chamekashes, they put themselves in the room. Everyone has his sheep is how he eats. But we don't feel that we have a job to make kaddish the gashmi. We feel we're allowed to learn, we have to learn, and we need a little bit to enjoy. We make birkas anem. We think, oh, you don't like the shnitzel, but I will take the ribbono shel olam for the shnitzel that I'm eating. I will take the ribbono shel olam for the cereal that I'm eating. Oh, such a coffee machine, a machna shagel, a double shagel. When Menashe told me, we're not in the same league. We learn the same Shas, but we're in a different league. We're in a different place. Zoktem Ramashi, Me'acha bechakim teku le'ay. My time is how you came to have the Zohar. You learn Shas and you came to have the Zohar, it's not a kashuk. Chavoy. But you're in a different league. Every step that you did in your life, you taught. How I mekadesh em shomayim. How I mekadesh em shomayim. This is from something else. This is already an Andre Zach. Avshtemans spoke here, he said, he spoke it us, but in your life, he said, Rabbi Yisrael is a generation that is ribui toivo. Ravashi, Ribui Toiro. But we're lacking in that kind of avoida. And he says, this avoida is not a little bit extra. It brings you to a different league. Menashe tells Ravashi, don't call me, I'm not your friend. I don't know you, I'm not your friend. Don't call me friend, I'm not a friend. What is the whole difference? When I make a moitzi, I think how to make a moitzi. He says, I'm learning it from you, young guys. He says, it's a question of training yourself. Training yourself. It doesn't mean fafrut. It doesn't mean not to eat. Forget, where did the moitzi, the most gishmaki bar? Kavod Hashem. Kavod Abrocha. I know when we picked up a pass and we're going in a moitzi, it was not only like, oh, we have to do a moitzi. How we will make it better? How we will make it good? How we will kasher it? How we will fix it? And when he hears that, he told him, my time palchinu, so how? You can't come to Avodah Zarah. A person that lives like that, he has the shmirah. Bacher goes to sleep. He's exhausted. He just sits on his bed and says, Kaddish Malach Kaddish. He takes all of his sleep and he makes it Kaddish. He's dressed properly when he gets to sleep. I know the word properly is a very long word by everyone. It means different things. But everyone knows what pasnish and what pasnish. Salmo, if you're ready to walk into your bedroom, you'll decide if it's called happily or not. The mechanic is sleeping. It's not only sometimes, yeah, I have a Kabbalah, I bench from a bench. It's good, don't stop that Kabbalah. But bench! It's not like you ate, bench! Not again, I have to bench the bench, yes. I'm doing my duty, yeah? Take little things. And Rav Ashi says to him, Azay, I can't understand how he did it on his own. And his answer is, was it so hard or was uncontrolled? This is the answer. And we don't have it. They took it away from our generation. We don't. In our days, you picked up the glimmer. If you would be in our generation, you would pick up the glimmer and you would run. Such a fool, couldn't stop. We have to mourn ourselves. Don't think tomorrow someone will mourn you. You'll be married. The same thing. You get older, it'll be the same things. You know, but the city. And again, today, it's when you've been hugging. You're losing the motion of Suda Sami. Yeah, they made a chasna, they made a party for the Amin. Eh? Yeah, today, they've been hugging, run already. I'm not, but when it started, what it was. If I'm enjoying it, I want someone to enjoy the same time. Not saying a guy makes a chasna in America for $200,000 and calls him to find someone for $6,000 and that's all. It's no shaykhus, yeah? No, he wants someone to be happy in his chasna. It's just. But I knew a youth in America that would go away for Pesach. There was one year that I lost shaykhus in it, but years ago, basically. But it would go away, you know. I'm not saying if you're loud or not, I'm not going into that, yeah? But it would go away, it would cost them, I remember, the last time we did it was like 10 years ago, it would cost them like $50,000 to go away to Pesach. He would give $50,000 to him for the piece of Eretz Yisrael. How much he paid, he gave. He wanted to mekadesh what he does. I'm not saying that it's enough that he did what he wants. Crazy, yeah? But I'm saying we don't have such a musik. We don't have a musik to the Kaddish. Even the Sudan, say it not there. Say it not there. Even if you're in Bachar, say it not there. It's hard to start. It's hard to start. But it's if you do it, it becomes like a teva shem. Like no one here in this room. It's hard for him to go with a yarmulke, I hope so. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, no one has been, Baruch Hashem, it's standing on his own, yeah? Baruch Hashem, no pins, Baruch Hashem. People, they manage to have the yarmulke, it's not flying off. Baruch Hashem. But some people that didn't grow up like that, it's hard for them. The whole time they feel it's for them. They feel bad for them, it's a terrible thing. They have to get it. You think the whole time is falling, and I say that they're nervous that will fall the whole time. Why? They didn't grow up with it. So the whole time they have to catch it. Yeah? A person that didn't grow up through, but sometimes it's hard for him to keep Shabbos. It's so easy to train yourself to the Kaddish the Gashmis. It doesn't mean you should go to the beach, but as man. Yeah? Try, you know, to help someone. And the way you see someone schlepping some 5 chairs, yeah? Help them to schlep the chairs. Machbat lecha, yeah, we're going into the water. Someone will be sweating all the way, yeah? Especially if you're not dressed anyways, yeah? Machbat lecha, you see these two older people schlepping the chairs? Do you walk in here, you know, schmoozing, yeah? Playing with your ball back and forth, yeah? The cottage, just do a little thing. I'm going to do some chesed up here. A little chesed, I'll help one or two people. You make sure that the Kaddish like Ashmis. I'm going away for Shabbos. Even if I can't take a friend, you know, I'll make sure 4 or 5 guys, I'll massage them places where to do this time. If you're having a good time, I'll do something. It's all different little things. Make the Birkas Hanenu. Takes a bit. It becomes a Teva Sheini the whole life. How Menashe tells them, don't call me friend. I'm in a different league. That's a different league. If you manage to change to the Kaddish, take the simple things and you make them Kaddish. That's the Shem of Hashem.